2237.
And if you're not, here's the good news, folks. In just a couple of days, it'll be the weekend again. Woohoo! That's why we call it Hump Day, and we're into it. Kate Delaney's my name. This show is America Tonight. You can jump in the water's warm on any and all of it. Let me give you the phone number right off the top. Most people don't do that. And see, here's the problem with it. I think we, and maybe you don't, maybe it's just me, but some of us have dyslexia of numbers, not so much words, but numbers. So my theory is if you give the number out a couple of times in the beginning, there's a better chance you'll remember it. Just a theory. 800-259-5791. You might want to throw in on this crazy mystery missile off the California coast, the Pentagon pretty much shaking its head, asking to look at the video that of all things, a Los Angeles news helicopter shot, and they're still saying they have no clue. They have no clue what it is. Seems very strange to me because Vandenberg Air Force Base, not too far away, they launch missiles. They launch missiles that they don't tell people about. And maybe it has something to do with that near Point Magoo. That's another spot. But wouldn't the Pentagon make a quick call and be able to clear up the mystery? So why haven't they done that? If you want to see this contrail that goes straight up into the sky and you have some thoughts on it, check it out by just going to americatonight.net because I posted the video. You can see it. It looks like the sunset and there's this cool orange trail that's going all the way up into the sky. Some people are saying it's just a silly little optical illusion. I have a feeling I don't think it's going to be a balloon boy kind of thing, but I have a feeling it could be something a little bit more interesting. All right, here's something interesting right off of the get-go. You know, we're all about numbers. I just gave you the numbers, the phone number, for goodness sake. The Gallup, they do this daily poll that sometimes we talk about. We talk about a lot of numbers because in politics, it's about getting the numbers. So the latest Gallup tracking is showing that it's not so much a good time for the president. His approval ratings are continuing to dip, and that makes sense. We keep bringing it back to the same thing. And what is the same thing, the three-day rolling average? Well, it's that the economy is still not where it was, and there are people that are struggling with unemployment issues. For goodness sake, in California, unemployment's in the tank. They don't have enough money for unemployment. So the Gallup poll shows that Obama has a 46% approval rating. You know what, if he were to go up again against, let's say this time, George W. Bush, you know what his approval rating is? 44%. Boy, that's not boding well, I think, for the current president. After all, it was part of the beating up of the previous administration that helped to get Obama elected. From the get-go, many of you listening might be driving. Maybe you're driving and hopefully you have your lights on and you don't have your brights on and you have a big truck. Nothing worse than when someone has brights that are down your throat when they're tailgating you and they got a big truck, so the lights, you got a smaller car, the lights are going in, you can barely see. You want to talk about contrails? It looks like contrails going through both sides of your windows. But there is a question now, not just about the texting, using the cell phone, not being hands-free, and all the other distractions that are basically excuses for bad driving. Now there's a discussion, a serious discussion, about older drivers, and should there be a cutoff point? Should there be a special test? Because you can drive as long as you get your driver's license, keep getting renewed, do all that. You can keep driving till whenever, 80s, 90s, I don't know. Debbie Herzman talked about older drivers and the fact that we're going to see a lot more older drivers when you look at the baby boomers and where they're going to be shortly and how tough of a decision it will be to decide about some of the things that need to happen in the near future, whether it's cut off of age or skills or how do you determine that. I say it's just more regulation, but listen to what she says.
In 15 years, in 2025, one in every five drivers that's on the road is going to be over 65. And so there are certainly some challenges that we need to look to as those drivers age. All of us are going to be facing a difficult decision, not just personally for our family members, but ourselves one day. And the difficulty that we have is in knowing when is the time to put the keys aside.
All right, so that's the question. Do you think there should be an age limit, that you should have an age limit of when you could you should be cut off from driving? I don't know, because everybody's skill is different. And if you look at the texting nonsense or people who are slammed getting behind the wheel, is it really fair to have a cutoff point for older drivers? I'd like to see more statistics, I think, on that. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hello, Rick.
Yeah. You talking about drivers. I think that let them drive if they're able to do it.
That's what I say. Why do we have to have more regulation? The government telling you, oh, you're 68, you can't drive, or you're 78 or whatever, because what's the cutoff point? Who knows?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that I know it's 80, 85, and they're just as fit as anybody to be able to drive, and they got nobody to haul them around, so what are you going to do?
Right.
So, but anyway, I think I found a Republican to run for the president. Jerry Jones. He talks like one, you know. I ain't gonna fire my coach. I can't change middle of the season. Blah, blah, blah. What
right.
do you do? Fires his coach the next day. So that's a typical politician, you know.
You know what
I'm saying? Do the opposite.
You know what? Actually, he is like a politician. He's the master of spin. He's not worried about the media because he knows how to come up with spin, whatever the situation is, whether it's on the fly or at a news conference or wherever he might be. And you're right. That's exactly what he turned around and did. That's vintage Jerry. He would be a good politician.
Sure. He says, you know, one day he ain't going to do it. The next day he does it. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's a typical politician. But I heard, you say you're heading to Biloxi, Mississippi.
I'm going to Biloxi next week to do the show from Mississippi to talk to the governor, find out what's happening with the oil spill, and the results of that now, and Katrina and everything else.
Were you staying at right there in Biloxi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's a pretty good restaurant down there to eat.
Really? What is it?
Mary Mahoney's.
Mary Mahoney's?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
I mean, it's well worth it.
Really? Okay.
Anyway, check the beaches out. See if the guy covered oil. So I'm heading down there at Christmas time.
I'll be able to tell you. Well, trust me, we're going to take pictures and video and everything, and we're going to post it and talk about it, and we'll let you see everything. There's not going to be any secrets, and obviously that's part of what Mississippi is hoping, I'm sure, to say, listen, we're vital, and it's not what you're hearing. So I'm excited to go and see with my own eyes. And we'll post, like I mentioned, Rick, we'll post all that video of what the beaches look like and the water and all that stuff. Stay with us. Coming up on the flip side, we can count.
A new way to improve your health has arrived. Your body's primary nutrient for detoxification and antioxidant power is glutathione. Glutathione mops up heavy metals and toxins of all kinds and carries them to the liver for elimination. Glutathione neutralizes free radicals, which keeps your cells younger and stops inflammation. Glutathione gives you a strong immune system and gives you greater athletic endurance. The problem is your body's natural production declines due to age and toxins. What's your body's best way to produce strong and youthful levels of glutathione? It's One World Whey protein powder. One World Whey protein powder is an industry first. It comes from grass-fed cows and is never heated. This miraculous whey protein powder supplies your body with the nutrient power to increase your glutathione production by as much as 64% or more. The increase in strength, energy, and well-being can be pronounced and amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Ladies and gentlemen, check this out. $35 million, that's what someone spent for a black and white Coke bottle, for goodness sake, on canvas by Andy Warhol. $35.36 million at Sotheby's. Who has that kind of money? I mean, I hate to say it. I know people like Andy Warhol, but I don't get it. I've seen the stuff at the Modern Museum of Art, and I think to myself, how do you build up your name? I'm not saying that it's not a well-done Coke bottle or a black painting of just black that is there on canvas or a soup can, but how do you make yourself that much of a legend that people want to pay so much for your work? And that's what it was. Andy Warhol was a legendary guy because he hung out at the right places. He did the artist cool colony thing, and he pumped himself up, and he surrounded himself with the right people, and sure enough, he was pop culture. So his name lives on, and his artwork, his modern artwork, I guess that's what you would call it, still goes for a whole bunch of money, because that is a lot of money. $35.36 million. Wow. Crazy. So we go from Andy Warhol to something completely different. This thing that I read a report somewhere today about tigers, Bangkok, about 1,000 tigers, they say, have been seized in the last decade, and they've been cut up by poachers across Asia. That, and the fear is that the big cats are really headed in the direction of extinction. That's all according to a new study by a wildlife trade monitoring group. The report says most of the tiger parts, meaning the skin, the bones, the skull, and whatnot, were seized in India, China, and Nepal. And then they use them in traditional medicines or decorations or even good luck charms. And there's been a major trafficking route that was uncovered in the last couple of years that starts in India. Oh, maybe the president can find out something about that since he's there. Home of half the world's tigers, and ends in China, where the parts of the tiger are big prizes. And the reason is because they say you could use it for cures for all kinds of ailments and aphrodisiacs and whatever. I mean, the bottom line is that how sad is that to think of the tiger being extinct? And when you go to the zoo, what's the animal you want to see the most? The tiger! You want to see the tiger. They're having a tiger summit in St. Petersburg, Russia, and they're hoping to figure out a way that they can multiply the number of tigers in the wild by 2022, because the truth of it is, the total is that there might be as few as 3,200 wild tigers remaining. Do you know that that is down from 100,000 a century ago? Wow. 100,000 to 3,200. I'd say they better act quick on that one, especially if it's going extinct and those parts are so big. That means that you're going to have a hard time getting to those poachers all over Asia who are making big bucks on especially the skin and, you know, like I said, the other parts as well. All right, one final one for Weekend Counts, and this one is also a very sad tale of people who just wanted to get away for 7 days, and it turns out that the cruise ship that they were on just stopped dead in the water. So there you are, jogging around the cruise ship, eating like a crazy fool, like you've never seen food before. You realize, ooh, there's no air conditioning. There's no hot water. What's going on? I can't even play the slots in the casino. There's no electricity. What are we going to do? We're going to eat Spam on the deck. That's what we're going to do, and that's what people are doing. It's going to take 24 hours to get them all the way back into Ensenada. We're talking about a Carnival ship called the Splendor. It happened on Monday. There was an engine fire. Nobody was hurt in the fire. They put it out, but the ship is dead. No lights, nothing, nada. So a Navy ship, the USS Reagan, to the rescue with some food and some other supplies, you know, blankets and whatnot and water, because that's also in short supply. And then there's actually drops from helicopters, too. They're dropping stuff off as well. I guess it's a memorable cruise for the people that were stranded, and they hadn't been out to sea very long. They ended up stopping 150 miles off the coast of San Diego. That's rough. They were supposed to go to Cancun and Cozumel and all those cool places. Let's go to John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I was just thinking, you know, we hear all the time about how all the jobs have gone over to China and India and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have the grassroots movement of the Tea Party. It seems like maybe they should have a grassroots movement of when you go to China Mart, turn the package over and see where it's made and go buy American.
I agree with you. If you can and you can find things that aren't made in China, boy, I'll tell you, John, in some cases it's hard. I mean, even shoes. I've been looking at shoes. I was in some silly antique store the other day. It said American Antiques, and lo and behold, you turn it over, it says China.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's frightening when you start to just be a more of an observer of how much stuff that you pick up you don't realize is made there. Sadly.
Nope.
Yeah, but good suggestion. I think John's right. Listen to what John has to say. Thanks, John. Look to try to buy American when you can. That's what's killing us. And so it's cheaper to get it made in China, and that's what's happening right underneath our noses. I love the story of the Girl Scouts. If you didn't hear the story, I'm going to tell it again. I hate to beat a dead horse. I've only said it a couple of times, though. The Girl Scouts of America, the guy who was heading up the merchandising pretty much, decided, oh, let's get bids on this because we need to make these uniforms cheaper. We're not going to go to the same North Jersey factory that we went to. So the factory, that was a big account. Think of how many sashes and Girl Scout uniforms are made. So they were going to have to lay off some workers. They're taking bids, but not bids from other American factories. They're taking bids from maybe one or two, but really they're taking them from China especially, and maybe India too, realizing, oh, we'll just get this made cheaper and we'll save money on it. This is how we'll save some money. When the story started to circulate, got out, because I think what happened was, of course, the factory, they were upset. Somebody talked to somebody in the media, and the next thing you know, it went viral. The people who have kids that are Girl Scouts, the Girl Scout leaders, the troop leaders and whatever, they all started to bombard with phone calls and emails and letters the Girl Scout headquarters in New York City, how horrified they were that this was happening. So then the Girl Scouts had, they don't want controversy. So they come out and say, well, you know what? We appreciate what we've heard from our parents and members and whatnot in the last couple of weeks, and so we're still going to take bids, but we're not going to take any overseas bids. They're not going to send the making of the uniforms to another country. That shows you the power of people. I say it all the time, and people do not believe it. I don't know why, but it's true. I don't know that I think recalls work, because it's hard to get that many people to be on the same page where it really would affect like a company or affect, you know, somebody that you're going after, where you can cut, affect them, affect the bottom line that way. In the case of the Girl Scouts, they don't want bad publicity. They don't want controversy. So it was perfect. When enough people spoke out, that was the end of it. It's the same way we just saw in the midterm elections. Enough people speak out, you can make a difference. And these are great examples of that. So if you can buy American, John's right, try to do so. But, boy, if you shop in Walmart, forget it. Not everything is made in China, but I'd probably say 90% of what they carry is made in China, so you're going to have a tough time there. If you go at any of the big stores, same thing. If you really start to look a little bit closer on clothing especially, anything like that, toys, same thing, unless it's like Mattel, I don't think they go to China, but there are certainly toy manufacturers that do that. Just pay attention. Just take a week and kind of in your mind jot down and call the show. Kind of jot down what you see is made in China. And some of it, honest to goodness, it will just absolutely stun you. I found things with American flags on it made in China. And I'm just not expecting that, I guess. All right, you can throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. Meet you on the flip side.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Class spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Let's go! Books swirl it down the street with the people way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of speech. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust.
Can you just hear this playing in the background when Wade Phillips was skulking the sidelines in that Green Bay game? He knew it. If he had an iPod on the way home and that plane ride, that had to be pretty tense. From Lambeau Field back to Dallas. I bet this was playing on it somewhere. Yeah, Jason Garrett now. He's going to be the guy, the coordinator, the assistant coach slash offensive coordinator, now the head coach. We'll see what he can do. Insiders say, and one of my sources says, there's no question Cowher's going to be approached, but hey, you don't have to be. Anybody in America could figure that out. A lot of people are salivating over Bill Cowher, if he, in fact, will go back to coaching. And, of course, he does have some history with the Dallas Cowboys. My name is Kate Delaney. This is America Tonight. Speaking of shorts, we're going to squeeze some shorts, sports shorts, in our next segment. But in the meantime, fair or foul, America, we were talking about this in our previous segment before the last one. The fact that now there's this movement afoot to perhaps limit your age of driving. In other words, there's a cutoff point. Maybe it's 75, maybe it's 78, maybe there's stringent battery of tests that you have to undergo. I don't know. But there's the thought is with the population aging, that as we go through in the next 15 years, you're going to have the majority of people over 65. So does there need to be some difficult decisions, as they put it, made? It's just, to me, more government intervention, probably. I don't like it because it's different depending on where you live. What if you live in the country? You live in the country and there's, you know, 10 people who live in your neighborhood. Is it going to hurt if grandma goes to the store, the country store down the road? You know, probably not. Plus, everybody is different. And you see people that you can't believe they're even 90. Have you ever met anyone like that? Have you ever met anyone in their 80s and you could swear they were 60-something and they were fine, their eyesight was just laser vision still? It seems weird because, you know, there should be some things that happen as you age. But genetically, some people are freaks. And everybody ages differently with eyesight, memory, the whole thing. We know that. And if you've got so many other drivers statistically who are causing most of the problems with the texting and eating and putting on makeup and doing everything else but focusing on the road, I'd like to see the statistics across the board a little bit more flushed out as to who are the worst drivers. Now, some people will say, some of you listening to me will say, oh, yeah, but if you get these older drivers who are afraid, they go too slow. You know, speed kills, but the same could be said for people who are crawling along in the wrong lane too slowly. A lot of times police will pull those people over because they're worried something's, or they see it, they notice it. And then that's kind of a red flag, a signal that something's wrong. So is there something to this? Should there be an age limit? I veto that. I say no way. You just can't go there at this point. Unless you gave me some incredible evidence that it is just so bloody dangerous on the road if you have anybody who's over age, whatever. Because I could give you examples of the opposite, I think, of that. You might feel differently. Shoot me a note, americatonight.net, or you can call us at 800-259-5791. Also, we were talking about the missile sighting, or was it a missile contrail? Was it a plane deal? Was it an optical illusion? The more you look at it, there's no way it's a plane contrail. No way. I think it has to be a missile, but I think it's from one of the missiles that they've set off, and it's like a Titan missile or something that they don't tell you about. But whenever there's been a sighting, usually what will happen is the Air Force, let's say it was Vandenberg Air Force Base, they would come out and tell you, oh, yeah, we launched whatever. And plus the timing is rather strange. So I got this note from Julie who says the missile off the California coast. She said, just wondering if the missile sighting is connected to all the missiles that all of a sudden, with no explanation, went offline a few weeks ago. Remember that? And wouldn't work. Is someone playing when push comes to shove with the U.S. and showing us what they can do with our defense system? That's a frightening thought, Jules. I do not accept any lame excuses anyone comes up with. I agree with you. The lame excuses of the Pentagon, to me, they're dancing around something. And if they're dancing around something and they really don't know, then it is really a missile, then that's not good. If it was a plane taking off, she says, that was not the first time a plane took off into the sun at that time of day and would have been seen before. I'm wondering what explanation will be used next. Well, you know, they talked to the FAA in Southern California and even showed them the video, and they said some pilots would have seen it. Almost the same thing of what you're saying is if a plane had done that, you would have seen that happen before, and that's a very busy area. On the central coast down into the southern part of California. So somebody, that's why the news helicopter got shots of it, because they were up there in the air like, wow, what's that? And they took, you know, they let the video roll, and then that started the mystery of what are we looking at? So the airplane, let's throw that out. The optical illusion, it makes for good conversation, but no. It's a missile. And why isn't it being explained? That's your big question. I don't get it. Just tell us, okay, it's a secret missile launch or whatever. It doesn't matter. It's not so secret anymore because there's video of it at a Los Angeles television station of all places. Betty is listening to us in the great state of Kentucky. Hey, Betty.
Yes. I don't think that they should have some kind of a new law that says you can't drive at a certain age, or you have to take a test to see if you're competent to drive at a certain age. I think that's discrimination. I think most of the accidents are caused by younger drivers and drunk drivers and things like that. So I don't think we need to do that. My mother's 86 years old, and she drives her husband, my stepfather, to the doctor at least once a week because he's diabetic. He's had a stroke. He's paralyzed. She also takes her neighbor, which lives next door, and her neighbor has spina bifida and, you know, can't hardly walk. And she takes her to the grocery and to the doctor and wherever she needs to go. You know, if the government wants to do things like that, then they're going to have to provide transportation for people because they can't just leave people stranded. I don't think anyone's going to drive if they're not able.
Yeah, amen. I agree with you. Well said, Betty. I agree with you. So 86, and she's driving fine. There's no problem. Imagine if the cutoff point was 82 or 80 or whatever it is, how many people would be stranded. I agree, and I don't think you should have to take tests because usually older people anyway, Betty, you know this, if they couldn't see a darn thing, they're not backing up the car and driving because they're too afraid to do that.
Right.
They're gonna stop driving, and that's the point where, geez, I'm having problems. I have cataracts. I have whatever, and I can't do this for some reason. You know, my grandfather drove, I think he was 88 or 89, and he was fine. There was no problem. And then when he decided, I'll hook up with some of my younger friends, that's what happened. He would get driven to his appointments or to the golf course or whatever. So thanks for the call, Betty. I agree. Let's go to Al in Canada. Hello, Al.
Hi, Kate. Did the president get his BlackBerry yet back from the president of Indonesia? You're not allowed to have a private text messaging device in Indonesia. There's no private text message. They don't allow freedom of speech in Indonesia. So the president still has a BlackBerry, doesn't he?
I'm sure that he was allowed to keep his.
Yeah, well, anyways, you know, there are 70,000 Texans living in Calgary. Did you know that?
Yes, I did know that.
And I think they all voted for Republicans because they've already got a Muslim mayor and they didn't want any more Muslim. I just heard a joke about the people in the Texans living in Calgary. They've got a Muslim mayor of Calgary, Alberta now, and I don't think they wanted to. Somebody said they don't want to be run by a Muslim president and a Muslim mayor. He was just kidding.
but I'm bummed. That was good.
Yeah, you know, and also they're still trying to figure out how that 20-year-old Chinese guy got into North America, right, from Hong Kong?
Yeah, the one that disguised himself like an old man, yeah.
Yeah, and so I heard somebody today say that, you know, how can a 94-year-old man go into a washroom, come out 5 minutes later as a 20-year-old man? That must have been one hell of a dump.
Ba-dum-bump, that was the rim shot, I gotcha.
No, anyways, okay, enough with the sick joke. Did they decide that one seat in the Senate that was contested and that one seat in the House that was contested?
No, there's still races they're trying to figure out, and of course in the Senate, in Alaska, they're trying to decide what's going to happen there between Joe Miller and the write-in candidacy of Lisa Murkowski. That hasn't been decided yet. Altogether, there's 8 different races that haven't officially been wrapped up. Al, thanks. We're up against it. Appreciate it. Little Al humor from across the border. He just said dump on the air, didn't he? He just said that. That was a strange story of the kid that disguised himself like the older, like a very old man, and then, of course, was all makeup and... Sure, could somebody do that? Of course they could. Lots of people watch movies and they see the magic of Hollywood and how you can make Brad Pitt look like he's 106, so why couldn't the average Joe do it if they got the right kind of makeup? And the answer is they're not going to go that deep, I don't think, on the disguises, but who knows? He showed us something different, that's for sure. Sports coming up around the bend.
Thank you. If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As we head to the finish line of this hour anyway on America Tonight, and I know I said this in a previous show, but sports is so much like politics, isn't it? Jockeying for position, trying to win, not to be on the losing end of a ticket, playing for a certain team. Now more than ever, you got to pick a side, and that's sports. And picking sides, that's what we do on our Thursday/Friday morning show. Nail the score, your chance to win not only bragging rights, but incredible prizes. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL once we have that game of the week. You call in or send us an email. Tell us who you think is going to win of the two teams and what the final score is going to be. So the Dallas Cowboys make big headlines the other day by dumping Coach Wade Phillips. And in Dallas and elsewhere, that's what people are talking about in the world of sports, because It is America's team, the Cowboys are, and it's either a team you love to hate or the team you love to love. But regardless, the brand is huge. The Cowboy brand is enormous. Kind of like the Yankees on the other side of things in baseball, if you wanted to make a comparison. I used to say when I traveled with the Dallas Cowboys, because I covered sports and I was on the charter that the Cowboys had, I didn't realize it. Because I grew up in Philadelphia, and of course, Eagles fans want nothing to do with the Dallas Cowboys. But you would go to Philadelphia, you would go to New York, you would go to Green Bay. You would go to all these places, and there was always tons of Cowboy fans that would meet the buses, that would be there in the hotel. And they still have the tagline, that team still has the tagline, America's Team. But you could question, are they really? And that's not lost on the owner. When you think of their record in the playoffs and how they haven't been back to the Super Bowl, and now Dallas hosts a Super Bowl, and really this team would need, they can't even do it. Mathematically, forget it. I don't see how that would happen. They're not going to the Super Bowl. They're just trying to salvage some self-respect, I think, after what's happened the last two games, especially the defense has been shredded. It's outrageous. So Barry Switzer understands the Cowboys because he won a Super Bowl with the Dallas Cowboys. He's friendly with Jerry Jones, hired by his buddy, then eventually let go by his buddy, too. But Switzer actually is a good person to talk to about the Cowboys and about how involved the owner is. And is the problem really with Jerry Jones that he's just too loyal of a person? Switzer actually thinks most people don't understand Jerry Jones, I believe. Here's what he had to say when he was asked about it.
Jerry has never told you who to play, what play to call. He never sets the draft board. You evaluate the talent, you the coaches, the scouts, they all do that. And Jerry makes decisions financially when it affects the draft, whether we're going to move up or move down, who we trade for, all those things. When it comes to dollars, Jerry gets involved. Jerry's a loyal person, and I know that loyalty to a fault can hurt you, and Jerry is somewhat that way.
Yep, so he says that's what probably is the biggest thing that happens to him. I will say one thing. There was a big charity event that the Cowboys were involved in on the day that Wade Phillips was let go. And to his credit, boy, he showed up with his wife and did the deal, did the smiling and the signing of the autographs and everything else. I think that showed a certain kind of class. However, Wade is out now. It's Jason Garrett's team, and then all the speculation over what's going to happen with the Dallas Cowboys. Quick funny note here. Dallas Cowboys have a very successful website. In fact, it's one of the most heavily trafficked website. Once again, playing into the fact that so many people like the Dallas Cowboys. How do you forget to renew a domain name? That is a big deal. So a team that is 1-7 this season not only made headlines for firing its head coach, but also because the website crashed, DallasCowboys.com, wasn't traffic. They didn't renew the domain. Oops. That's a little bit of an oversight. It doesn't even cost that much. They just weren't paying attention is what happened there. A lot of people are going to be watching the Cowboys this week, and I think for the rest of the season, just to see what happens with the team and Jason Garrett and where they go from here. A lot of conversation in the off season called the Hot Stove League as to where somebody might go, like what's going to happen with, every team has their question marks, what's going to happen with Cliff Lee, for example, tremendous pitcher in the postseason for whatever team he's pitched for, including lately the Texas Rangers. They say they want him, but the Yankees are salivating over the possibility of getting him. Cliff Lee's agent is smart to say, oh, we're going to just take some time and figure it all out. In other words, they're going to field some big fat offers, and I think he's going to go where they give him the biggest chunk of money. But that's going to be one of the big questions in baseball, a lot of the conversation nationally over where does Cliff Lee go next. The other thing is, how about Derek Jeter? What do you do with Derek Jeter, Mr. Yankee? Came up through the farm system, has been there forever, has a fistful of rings, once again captures another gold glove. What do you do with Derek Jeter? Do you actually give him a lifetime contract. Well, that's what Cal Ripken Jr. thinks anyway. Listen.
To separate the statistics or the value that you see on the field with his overall value of brand and his identity with the Yankees, and I think a lifetime contract by spreading it over might be a creative way to get both sides to an agreeable amount. I think it's a very creative idea, and I suspect that that'll be the way that they get there and make Derek happy.
Okay, so they announced the Gold Gloves. And, Matt, you and I were talking about this a little bit off the air, and Ichiro Suzuki wins his 10th straight Gold Glove. And I used to watch him play, and I've seen some incredibly acrobatic catches that he's made over the years. His fielding is, I wouldn't question his fielding. But a lot of people are questioning the man that Cal Ripken was just talking about, Derek Jeter, and that it's just automatic this guy gets a Gold Glove, but is he really deserving of the Gold Glove? You know, why does he get it? And if you can go up and down the line, talk about various players, is it all part of that whole Yankee thing? I don't know, but I know that there are a lot of writers that are disgusted that say, forget about it. You know, that something's wrong here because he shouldn't get it this time around again. What do you think?
Yeah, I completely agree. There's the new way of thinking in baseball, and it's sabermetrics. It's this new statistics using, like, ultimate zone rating and all these other mathematical statistics. And using the new way of thinking, Derek Jeter doesn't even rank in the top 10 as far as defensive shortstops. But yet, he's won the award 5 times. And maybe you can argue he should have gotten maybe one of them. But I think, especially this year, it's just, I think Alexi Ramirez definitely should have got it over him. You could look at other shortstops. I mean, Elvis Andrews. There's just lots of other guys who perform better. And not that Jeter's a bad fielder, but he's not as good as some other shortstops are.
Now, and you mentioned Ramirez. And what Ramirez had like 20 errors in his fielding percentage. I was looking this up. Was like 974, something like that. And most people would probably point to Alexi Ramirez from Chicago as the top guy that Matt just mentioned, that he probably was the more deserving guy. Because, again, the same thing. The fielding charts, the rankings consistently put Jeter in the bottom half of the ratings. So the ultimate zone rating that you were talking about, or even some of the others, say if you look at the glove work, he doesn't fit in there. But it's a popularity contest. That's the deal. That's what it is. It's a popularity contest. And Derek Jeter knows that. He thanked, of course, managers and coaches. He says that he's got a great respect for them because he wins for the 5th time at shortstop at 36 years old. The New York Yankees captain is the oldest American League shortstop to win the Gold Glove since it happened in 1970. Wow. Yeah, something's not right there. And it is popularity. That's what it would have to be. It's popularity. It's not about skills. Send me your thoughts and what you think we should include on the show. You can do that anytime, day or night, americatonight.net.
What, are you kidding me?
Idiot! It's Pitbull!
He could take the endorsement and shove it.